Surah Al-Hijr, verses 45-60.
Wa al-mursaleen sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. We are on page 368. Looking at the fourth ruku of Surah Al-Hijr, commencing from ayah number 45-60, inshallah. As we remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels, including Shaitan also at that time, to bow to Adam alayhi salam, and he defied Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he vowed to make sin and disobedience to Allah beautiful and appealing on earth. لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I will make your disobedience and sin beautified on this earth. And he promised to lead them all astray, except those who worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and who are obedient to him. So we ended off with the seven gates of Jahannam. After Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about Jannah briefly. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always speaks about Jannah and Jahannam side by side, hope and fear side by side. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal muttaqin fi jannatin wa uyun. Indeed, the Allah fearing ones, and this refers to the people of Iman, because the lowest level of taqwa is to forsake shirk and kufr. So indeed, the Allah fearing ones, the people of Iman, fi jannatin wa uyun, they shall dwell in gardens, wa uyun, amid springs from water, springs of water. Either from the very beginning, if they have no sins to account for, they will go to Jannah directly. Or if they have Allah, they will also go to Jannah directly. Or after having been purified of their sins. So their abode is Jannah, gardens and springs of water. Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin, ayah 46. They would be told, Udkhuluha, enter into the garden and springs, in total peace, bisalamin, aminin, and complete, and with complete security. You will be in true peace the moment you enter, and you are promised to be safe and secure therein forever. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And since it was just natural that there was ill feeling towards each other in this world, sometimes there's ill feeling between people naturally, there's some type of resentment, some type of dispute, some type of ill feeling remains in the heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ. We shall extract from their hearts, مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ, all traces of ill will and resentment, even before they are admitted into paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِخْوَانًا, they will bond with each other like brothers, عَلَى سُرُرٍ, seated on raised couches, مُتَقَابِلِينَ, facing each other. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will completely purify the hearts of the people of Jannah before they enter, so that there is no ill feeling left. لَا يَمَسُّهُمْ فِيهَا نَصَبْ. They will not experience any hardship or fatigue ever. Nothing. No tiring task, no burden, no fatigue. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْهَا بِمُخْرَجِينَ. Nor would they ever be expelled from it and taken out of it. So we have read about the threats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. He said about the seven doors of Jahannam, promises of his rewards, Jannatin wa Uyun. This is followed by a brief mention of the absolute mercy of Allah and his terrifying wrath and anger in the next two ayat. Nabbi' ibadi, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabbi' ibadi, inform my servants, Anni anal ghafurur rahim, that I am indeed the exceedingly forgiving and intensely merciful. But wa anna adabi huwa al-adabul aleem, and let them also know that my punishment, هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ, it is truly the most painful punishment. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from here on gives us examples of His mercy and His anger in this world also. وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, ayah 51, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform them also عن ضيف إبراهيم, about the story of the guests of Ibrahim عليه السلام. إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما. The incident occurred of his guests when these guests, who were actually angels, entered upon him and greeted with salam. قالوا سلاما. They said السلام عليكم. Considering them to be guests, Ibrahim عليه السلام rushed to serve meals to them. But as they were angels, they did not eat the food placed before them. So Ibrahim alayhi salam felt a sense of fear, since it was unusual of guests to decline the food offered to them. It occurred to him that perhaps they have come with evil intent. Who are these people? Why have they come? He thought maybe they have some bad intention. So he said to the angels, not realizing at that point that they were angels in human form, قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ وَجِلُونَ. He said to them, we feel fear and we are apprehensive of you. قَالُوا لَا تَوْجَلْ. They said, do not feel any fear. لَا تَوْجَلْ. إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. We are angels sent by Allah to convey good news to you. We have come to give you the good news of a son, بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ, who would be endowed with great knowledge. And the fact that he would have great knowledge implies that he would be granted prophethood, since it is only the prophets of Allah who have more knowledge than all other people. The son referred to here was Ishaq alayhi salam. Ayah number 54, قَالَ أَبَشَّرْتُمُونِي. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, do you give me good news of a son in this state that I am in, and despite me being in old age? He was in his extreme old age. So in this condition, what are you actually giving me glad tidings of? فَبِمَ تُبَشِّرُونَ. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was not in doubt about the ability of Allah to grant him a son in his extreme old age. Instead, he marveled at the thought of having a son in his old age, whilst his wife had never conceived prior to that. فَبِمَ تُبَشِّرُونَ. He was marveling at it. Are you giving me glad tidings of a son? قَالُوا بَشَّرْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Ayah 55, they said, the angel said, we have given you accurate and truthful good news. بَشَّرْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِطِينَ. You will certainly be blessed with a son. So never be of those who despair by reflecting on your old age. Reflecting on your unfavorable condition is bound to give rise to despairing thoughts. If you look at yourself, you are gone so old now, your wife has never conceived. If you look at those conditions, you can despair. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said, قَالَ وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الضَّالُّونَ. He replied, who could ever despair of the mercy of his Lord, except those who are totally astray? You can never be despondent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy unless you are misguided. So it could not never be that I as a prophet would ever despair of the mercy and ability of Allah. I am simply reflecting on how unusual it is. As for the promise of Allah, I am absolutely certain of its occurrence, and I know that I would be granted a son. قَالَ فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Then on account of his prophetic insight, Ibrahim alayhi salam sensed that the angels had some other mission as well, and that they were not only dispatched to convey that news to him. So he asked them, خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. What then is your important mission, O messengers? So they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ. The angels replied, we have been dispatched to a people, مُجْرِمِينَ, steeped in crimes and vice, to mete out punishment to them. And this was a reference to the people of Lut alayhi salam. إِلَّا آلَ لُوت. Ayah number 59, with the exclusion of the household of Lut alayhi salam. إِنَّا لَمُنَجُّوهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. We shall rescue all of them by directing them how to evacuate before the punishment commences. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا. Except for his wife, she was a non-believer. قَدَّرْنَا إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. We have determined that she be of those who would remain behind amidst the evildoers and be destroyed with them. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku number 4. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المتقين في جنات وعيون ادخلوها بسلام آمنين ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وأن عذابي هو العذاب الأليم ونبئهم عن ضيف إبراهيم إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال إنا منكم وجلون قالوا لا توجل إنا نبشرك بغلام عليم قال أبشرتموني على أن مسني الكبر فبم تبشرون قالوا بشرناك بالحق فلا تكن من القانطين قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون قال فما خطبكم أيها المرسلون قالوا إنا أرسلنا إلى قوم مجرمين إلا آل لوط إنا لمنجوهم أجمعين إلا امرأته قدرنا إنها لمن الغابرين آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا السلام